And I mean, basketball today isn't that huge a sport in this country. Was it more popular back?
No, it was less popular. I mean, those days. I mean, I'd like to say it was very popular, and I was a brilliant player. I mean, see, this is. I mean, we're now. There's a theme that I've become quite expert on, because every time they interview me on television and radio and things like that, for the difference between 1948 and 2012, there's far more basketball played now than there was then. Mm-hmm. There were very, very few basketball courts in London and around the country, mm-hmm. because basketball pre-war had not been a popular sport in this country. I was fortunate to be affiliated with something that had, but there, I mean, the number of teams that we played was very limited.
So if basketball wasn't huge then, was there any particular reason why it was being played at the Poly? Were there international students who were encouraging it?
I have no idea why they had a basketball court. It's quite incredible they did. I presume they must have had international students who played it, you see.
Yeah.
I mean, if our team in the Olympic Games, we had two of the blokes were evacuated to Canada and USA during the war. Mm-hmm. So they played basketball in the States, you see, and they came back to London, and so they continued playing basketball. That was the general situation, anyway.
Mm. So, the teams that you played with the basketball club, were they from other polytechnics? Were they local teams?
No. One team was from the YMCA in Tottenham Court Road. There were the Mormons, the Latter-day Saints, stationed in East Grinstead, you know, the Mormon church down there. They were Americans. There were certain teams in the Midlands, and in Manchester, I think, that played, Birmingham, Manchester, but usually in large conurbations. I mean, a small school outside would not have a basketball court, you see. So the number of players, the number of teams we could play against was limited.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can only do what you got in front of you, so to speak, and that's what we did.